Dolphins with about a 10-yard return. So Sydney is going to start at their own 35-yard line in the maroon and white, going right to left here against this Walton defense.
Yeah, and, you know, Sydney doesn't always just play football and field hockey and soccer and everything. I just want to give a little props out to the Sydney Varsity Golf Team, who
hit
10-0 tonight by defeating Green 200-309. Low man Trevor Dutton shot 38-39, not real sure on that. Trenton Stillman and Justin McMillan each shot 40.
We'll talk a little bit more about Sydney Golf in just a moment here, as they have an incredible streak going. Dawson Backus runs for Sydney on first and 10. Left wing sweep out to about the 40, pickup of about 5. Actually covered the Sydney Golf match yesterday against Oxford on Twitter, and the guys were very happy to have us there. That was their 31st. Today, their 32nd straight win in MAC team competition.
Wow,
just great.
Amazing. Yeah, it is amazing. And the thing is there's only a couple of seniors on that team, and they've got a good class of young kids coming up that are just as good.
360 spin here by Backus on the right wing side, cuts back to the left wing across the Sydney S and into Walton territory before he's brought down. He is just running at a different level here tonight, Tim.
What, one of the Jacob Beach made the hit, but Dawson lowered his shoulder, did a nice little 360 like Nate said, and got the first down yardage for the Warriors, and Beach is going off the field right now.
Just a score update from down the road in that Bainbridge-Guilford game. Delhi is leading BG at the half 21-17, so I know a lot of people were wanting to check in on that. That's a great game down the road, and still 14-6, but I do have an update from the Green game in just a moment that we'll get to. Another run here for Sydney on a first and 10 to the right wing side. They're going to get it down to about the 40-yard line here with Ethan Finch. So Green still leading Oxford 14-6, but the Green quarterback has been knocked out of the game. He has an injury, and so that is certainly not a good situation to see there for Green, but you know, we'll hope the best for that quarterback there, as the Green quarterback with them leading 14-6 taken out of the ball game there. So that is too bad, and a tight game there for state-ranked Green, as we have a Walton player down on the field here. So you just never know. This game
is
very, very physical. Anything can happen at any time.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were just we were just talking about, you know, the young man from Green. Look what happened to UV last week when their lead guy went out. Now, he went out for a different reason, but, you know, there's a key player in that offense, and you could just last weekend, you could literally see the UV kids' air go out of the sails.
Yes.
Absolutely. Just defeated them.
The Delhi UV game we did last week, their quarterback actually ejected from the game, and after that, really, UV struggled from there on out. Their quarterback was their leader, ran the ball a lot, was a big cog in their offense, and after that, the Storm really struggled going there. So Green, again, your quarterback is oftentimes your leader. They're ranked fifth in New York State Class D this week. They start off 2-0. Going to be interesting to see how they move forward with their quarterback out of the game against a scrappy Oxford team that
right.
we saw in week one.
UV, you know, and they run out of the Wildcat, so they're out. They're running out of the Wildcat, which is a direct snap right to the running back. And this young man was a key component of that play of their offense. And losing him, it was just unbelievable what happened to that team, because when they came on the field, we kind of talked about it. I kind of said to Nate, I said, Nate, when did UV become a military school? Because they came out on the field, and they were just fired up, ready to go, and, you know, ready to play. And it was a great first half, and then all of a sudden that happened.
So we do have a Walton player injured down on the field. Medical team is going to take a look at him, and we will wish the best here for the Walton Warriors. Just want to remind everybody tonight, after the game, Treats and Eats down on Union Street here in Sydney reminds fans, players, parents that they'll be open late tonight after the game, and Lori and her staff welcome all the players from both teams to eat for half price tonight after the game. And they're going to do that after all the Sydney games. So you can come on in, whether it's a Friday or a Saturday, and the players for both teams can eat for half price.
That's really nice that they include both teams.
Yeah, it's, if you're in town here from Walton, you might want to go down there, grab a quick burger or an ice cream on the way home. All going to be half price there. So we're going to take a quick break. Medical team out dealing with an injured Walton player here early in the third quarter. 10:50 to go. Sydney 46, Walton 8. We'll step away right here on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance, from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton, or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Hey, Sydney Varsity football fans, players, and parents. Treats and Eats in Sydney will be open to feed you after the game. And all football players from both teams eat for half price. So following the remaining Sydney Varsity football games on Friday nights, as well as Saturday day games, Treats and Eats will be open for you to enjoy the very best burger in town. Over 75 flavors of ice cream, or anything else you choose, including gluten-free options. So stop by after this Friday night's game versus Walton at Treats and Eats on the corner of Union Street and Steiner Road in Sydney. Players from both teams eat for half price. Call ahead, 563-1022.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter here. We are just about 2 minutes in, and there's a Walton injury out on the field. And just to keep you updated here, they have brought out the stretcher, so it is going to be a little bit of a wait here, and we hope that everything is okay down there. Take as much time as you need, because this is one of those situations you just want everything to go well.
Yeah, the EMS is down there, and also all the coaches and stuff are helping, trying to load the young man up on the cart, so heart goes out to him. He's playing hard game, and you know, and now it's ended, but you know what, we can only hope that he gets better real soon.
Again, our scores from out of town, as the young man is up now, and it looks like he's not going to need the stretcher. They're just going to put him on the cart here, and it looks like Tim Vandermark is the one on the cart here for the Walton Warriors, so we wish him the best. Great to see him up under his own power and get onto the cart there, and we will wish him the best. But again, our other scores, we have Delhi and BG. They got a great one going down tonight in Bainbridge. Delhi leading 21-17. Green and Oxford over the hill at Oxford Academy. The Trojans on top of the Blackhawks, 14-6. So some other tight ones around the football landscape. It's 46-8 here. Sydney on top here of Walton. Games to look for tomorrow. Unitego is at Roscoe, Livingston Manor, Downsville.
Wow.
That's three schools combined. They actually went to states last year, so that's a solid team for Unitigo to take a try at tomorrow. But the reason they went to states is Section 9, technically, which is where they are, just over the line there in Roscoe, doesn't have that many Class D teams. So a lot of times the teams coming out of Section 9 have a little, I don't want to say easier road, but they have less teams to play to get out. Harpersville-Afton is at Seton Catholic tomorrow. That's down in Binghamton, a 7 o'clock game. Unadilla Valley is at Deposit Hancock. Oneonta is at Newark Valley. So those are your games tomorrow, as well as the games we're keeping you updated on here tonight. So I'd love to watch that Unitigo game, but certainly a haul down to that area there, the Roscoe, Livingston Manor. I mean, you're all the way down on 17 at that point.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Another long ride for the Unitigo Spartans. They went out to Thomas Edison week one. Got it done there, though.
We'd have to change your name again. You wouldn't be just the Tri-Valley Mac, whatever guy. You'd be this new Highway 17, Section 9 dude.
Yeah. Well, we are known to go wherever the game is, so that's what we do here on CDO. So we're going to get back underway here between Sydney and Walton, but before we do, we're going to have a penalty, this one against the Sydney Warriors. And, you know, after taking about a 10-minute break here for the injury timeout, it's going to be hard to get back into the rhythm, I would think.
Yeah, it can be. You know, it's just, you know, they were sitting there for so long and they didn't want to just get back out there and start playing, and somebody just got a little bit too anxious.
So 10:40 to go here in this third quarter. Sydney 46, Walton 8. It's a second and 12 here for Sydney at midfield. And in the shotgun here is Backus. He'll hand off to Finch, runs to the right side, and plunges forward for about 5 yards. So they'll pick back up the penalty yardage that they just lost.
Yep, nice little run right there, just right up the middle, between the guard and the center, and nice little gain on second down. Brings up third down and 9.
So a third and 9 here. Clock continuing to run in this third quarter. Ball at about the 43 here as Sydney looks over, and now does it become kind of one of those areas where you want to continue to play this game, but you know, how do you work some new guys in out there as well with a lead like this?
At some point, you're definitely going to want to do that because you don't want to.
Smith throws one up down the right wing side for Nate Vibber just over his fingertips. Otherwise, he would have been off to the races, as he already has 2 TDs tonight.
That would have been number 3 without a doubt, but it was just a little bit too far for Nate.
And so this is going to bring up a fourth down and 9 with 9:47 to go. Third quarter, Sydney 46 and Walton 8.
Is this Sydney in the pump formation?
Yeah, we're not used to that tonight.
I have not seen that. This is the first one, right?
Ethan Finch back to punt for the very first time tonight. They went the whole first half without a punt. And Walton will be back to receive with Nick Mills, who's had a good night on the ground here for the Orange Crush. And a little squib punt is going to roll down to the 20-yard line and roll out of bounds at about the 16. So that's where the Walton Warriors will start this drive here with 9:40 to go. Third quarter at Sydney 46 and Walton 8.
He actually, the referee stopped at the 19, so it looks like they're going to take over at the 19.
Okay, I thought it got a few extra yards.
The ball was a little faster than the official running down the field, so I'm not really sure if he had a good look at that one right there, because I think you were right, Nate. You have young eyes, you can see that sort of thing, and I don't think that official got down there quick enough.
Well, either way, Walton gets it at the 19 as the white and orange, the Orange Crush here going left to right. This is a Walton team. We know that they are behind, but they won't give up as the line is set. They'll go back to the run game and try to go right up the middle here. Once again, maybe a gain of 1 or 2 there for Josh Johnson, who picked up that touchdown in the second quarter.
You know, and the thing is this is right here is typical Jim Hoover. He doesn't matter what the score is. I'm still going to do what we do. You know, we're going to come out, we're going to block you head on head, and we're going to make sure that we're running the ball. We're going to throw a little wrinkle in every now and then. And I know Jacobs can throw the ball because we were watching him in the warm-ups, and they were doing some little 15-yard out, a couple slants and things like that. So we'll see what happens in the second half.
Yeah, Dylan Jacob, a good arm for a freshman, that's for sure. Going right back to the running game, though, and Sydney is there to snuff it out as they go up that left-wing side once again with Johnson. Maybe a gain of 2 on the play. So this is going to bring up about a 3rd and 7 here with 8:45 to go, third quarter. Again, the score, Sydney 46, Walton 8.
Didn't really catch who made that tackle, but that was a nice little run by mitt number 24 for the Walton Warriors right there.
Well, I have to say, Colin Carl has been in on a lot of tackles here tonight so far. for the Sydney Warriors. I believe he was in on that one as well. That line playing very well here tonight for the Warriors. They're going to hand it off to the right side here for Mills. Bounces out 25, up to the 30, breaks a tackle, leans forward, and should have enough for the first down here for the Walton Warriors. Nick Mills would not be denied on that play for Walton.
No, he couldn't see where the sticks were, but I'll tell you what, he had an idea because he was really striving for that extra yard and a half to get the first down. Nice run by Nick Mills.
So 8:16 to go here, third quarter. Sydney 46, Walton 8. They move the chains, first and 10, as Walton goes left to right, ball at the 32-yard line here for the Walton Warriors. And here we go. Ball under center. The line is set as they do in that traditional Walton fashion. They hand it off again to Mills. Left side sweep. And he maybe gets 4 yards on the play there. Cruises over the 35 up to the 37 for the Orange Crush.
I'm guessing that the offensive line got some really good information at halftime. Said, you know, you're not holding your blocks long enough. Their backs aren't getting through the holes for the Walton Warriors. And you know what? Now they are starting to move the ball again like they did in that first drive. You know, we'll see if they can put some points on the board here for their first drive in the second half.
That was really kind of the swing of the game. Walton was only down 6-0, drove the ball down the field, came within the 10-yard line, couldn't get any points, and that's when Sydney started to blow up offensively. And since then, Walton has had some decent drives, but just has not been able to pick up the points like we're used to seeing.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it all week coming up to this, that, you know, Sydney is a quick strike offense, but they also got 2 scores from punt returns. So, you know, it's something you don't expect to score on, but not only do you get one of them, you get 2 of them by Nate Vibbert.
Johnson with a nice run there on 2nd and 5, picks up 3. So now it's going to be a 3rd and 2 here for the Warriors. They are going left to right, ball on the 40-yard line. The snap, the handoff, and this one moving forward is for Josh Johnson. Breaks a tackle. He's into Sydney territory to the 30, 25, 20. Can Finch catch him? Yes, he does. Ropes him down at the 10. Some good trickery there as Josh Johnson got into the second layer of the defense. I don't think Sydney saw him, and he took off. Great run there for Walton.
I'm not quite sure which Sydney Warrior just got ran over, but he met Mr. Johnson head-on, and Mr. Johnson did not stop. He just kept going and going and going.
Great run there for the Orange Crush, and they have a 1st and 10 on the 10. They're in the Sydney red zone there. A good second layer run there by Josh Johnson once he got into the open field. Ethan Finch was able to track him down, though. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Sydney 46, Walton 8. And the Walton Warriors driving. They go right up the middle again. Gain of 4 yards on the play. They are inside the 5 as they go back to Johnson once again.
They have a little bit more energy again. You know, we talked about it just before the half. They went down and got their first score of the game, and you could see that they got a little bit more energetic, and they were pumped up a little bit more about what they were doing, and they're showing that right now.
So the Walton Warriors break the huddle. This is going to be a 2nd and 5, but they're on the 5-yard line with 5:55 to go before the half. The third quarter will come to an end. They'll hand off here again and try to bang it up the middle. Nowhere to go, though, and so it's going to bring up a 3rd and short here as Stites tried to go through the wickets there, but nowhere to go.
It actually looked like they lost the yard on that play because I saw the official step back, so maybe Sydney's got another goal line stand in them.
They did get one way back in the first quarter that really, I thought, gave them some energy and some momentum because Walton was trying to tie the game up, maybe take the lead. And the Sydney defense, right about the same spot, was able to come up with a hold.
They ran one play, they got to the 10, and then what happened? The 90-yard
Dawson Backus run. I'm trying to remember from all the touchdowns we've seen tonight. 3rd and 4 here for Walton. They're trying to put some more points on the board, and they will. Crashing through is Josh Johnson for his 2nd touchdown of the night, and Walton puts some more points on the board. It's currently 46-14, and they'll be going for 2.
Yeah, nice to see Josh Johnson be able to finish off that great run that he had, only to be tracked down by Ethan Finch, but this time he took it in from about 4. So nice little run to get back on the board in the second half.
Josh Johnson, a guy who we did not see to run the ball at all last weekend against Unitego last Friday night. 2nd half here, he has taken over a little bit of the second quarter as well. And he's in the backfield once again as Walton's going to go for 2 with 5:21 to go here, third quarter. Handoff. They'll run it to the outside. Jacob, the quarterback, has to throw, and it comes up short. He got flushed out by the Sydney defense. and Walton doesn't come away with the two-point conversion. So 5:21 to go third quarter. It's Sydney 46, Walton 14. We'll step away and be right back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law here on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Walton puts another one on the board, so it's 46-14. Sydney on top of Walton with 5:21 to go, third quarter. Walton will be kicking off here to the Sydney Warriors. Again, those out-of-town score updates that we had. Last we checked, Delhi early third quarter on top of BG, 21-17, and Green on top of Oxford, 14-6. Sydney's going to get the ball with Brandon Evans. He'll bring it up the left wing. About a good 10-yard return here, and Sydney's going to start on their own 40-yard line going right to left, and a 46-14 lead.
I don't know if anybody saw that up here, but I just saw somebody from Green or from Walton just go flying through the air, and it was due to number 75 with a great block, Wade Dean.
Wade Dean, the senior, getting it done, and we're seeing a lot of little contributions from guys that, you know, don't make the score sheet all the time, don't make the box score, but they're doing the little things right tonight here for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're definitely executing. We talked about it being on the other side of, you know, Walton Warriors, how well they execute their blocks, how they execute their fakes and everything. It's the Warriors from Sydney tonight.
Here is Smith handing off the back, is right up the gut, and he'll get out to about the 47-yard line and be very close to a first down. Might be about a second and two coming up here. Backus, when he gets the ball tonight, just looks like he's a man on a mission for the end zone every time he gets the ball.
Yeah, I think he has that mentality. I think he says, you know what, I have an opportunity to score every time I touch the ball, and I think he's got that in his mind. That's what he's trying to do.
And again, for a guy who broke his ankle back in just June, unbelievable. Now they're going to throw it out here looking for Parker Boyce down the left side, but just overthrown by about 3-4 yards there as Smith had Boyce, but again, just a little too far out in front.
And he also had two Walton defenders in his face, that being Smith, so he had to throw it a little ahead of time, so that's why it went a little further than Parker was able to get to.
Well, Green has scored again to take a 22-6 lead over Oxford. So the Green Trojans, even without their starting quarterback, finding ways to put points up on the boards. That's what a good team does.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so here we go for Sydney on a third and four with 4:40 to go in this third quarter. They lead 46-14 over Walton. The snap to Smith, rolls to his right, passes and zips one across there for Nate Vibbard. First down and more. He's into Walton territory, down to the 41. A bullet there from Smith to Vibbard.
You said it exactly. I was going to probably say laser because that thing was on a line. And just as Nate broke out of his pattern, the ball was there. Great catch, great throw, first down Warriors.
And so Sydney, as I said, into Walton territory here, and Nate Vibbard having a great night. Two punt returns for touchdowns, just using that speed and just determination. He's another guy. When he gets the ball, he's going to run through a brick wall for you, that's for sure. So here we go.
If he decides to go around you, he's not going to be caught.
Speaking of going around, here's Ethan Finch, an end around to the left side on the sweep, and he'll get inside the 20-yard line down to the 18 before he's knocked out of bounds. And the Sydney runners tonight are running with an attitude. They do not want to go down easily. A great pickup there of about 20 yards for Finch.
I think that attitude that we talked about when they touch the ball for Backus, I think it's all of them. I really do. I think they all think, you know what, if I get the ball, I have an opportunity to score. And that's what they're going through the whole time is, you know what, I break one tackle, I outrun the rest of the defense. I got 6 points on the board.
I think they're all worried about who might win a CDO award tonight here in the post game.
Yeah, offense. It could be tough. It could be tough deciding who is going to get the award.
All purpose. I mean, there's a lot of awards tonight. So handoff here for Sydney. Again, to the left side for Finch. Maybe a pickup of three. Clock continuing to run down to 3.5 to go. Third quarter at Sydney 46, Walton 14. And the Warriors here with this lead content to let that clock run a little bit here.
Yeah, they're definitely starting to take their own little time coming out of the huddle, you know, letting the play clock run, let the game clock run down, and then they'll snap the ball with, you know, inside 8 seconds left to go on the play clock and see what happens from this play.
So they get the play from the sideline, and everybody checks the wristband for the play. Play clock is down to 4, down to 3. They'll get the snap, and they'll hand it off here to Backus. Again, right up the gut. And on 2nd and 5, they'll be close to a first down here, maybe a pickup of 3 or 4. Actually, yeah, that was Finch on the run there, not Backus, excuse me. 2:45 to go here, third quarter. Sydney 46, Walton 14. 3rd and 1 coming up here for the Sydney Warriors.
They're inside the 15, so you know it's a two-down territory, again, unless you have that field goal kicker that can boot it from 25 to 30 yards away.
So 3rd and 1, shotgun stance here for the Warriors. Smith, the quarterback, the snap is high. He'll hand it off to Colin Carl, who is bouncing his way forward. I don't think he's going to get it. It's going to be very close here. But Colin Carl, a guy normally on the line, hand it off to him, but an athletic guy.
So. Yeah, no, definitely. And Colin played a lot of running back when he was younger, so it's nice to see him giving him another chance at running the ball.
4th and inches, officially the call here. I'm sure he'll maybe want another shot at it. He's in the backfield once again here with 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
Imposing-looking force, too.
Yes, he is. I wouldn't want to run into him, that's for sure. He's built like a brick wall. They're going to hand it off to him again. He's going to hit the hole, and I don't think he's going to get it here. Walton, I think, is going to hold strong, and we'll see if it's a turnover on downs.
Yeah, it looks like it is a turnover on downs for the Walton Warriors. So Walton will take over 1st and 10, just about the 14-yard line.
Oh, he'll want that one back, I'm sure. He had 2 good cracks at it, but credit to Walton crashing through, making the stop there. So the Walton Warriors.
Defensive line for Walton was in the backfield real quick on that play.
Well, we said it before. They're a team that's not going to give up despite the score. That is for sure, and that's the way it should be. That's great to see. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Walton's going to take over going left to right, ball on the 13-yard line. Their end zone right behind them. They trail 46-14. Yes, that's right. Sydney 46, Walton 14. Handoff on 1st and 10 for the Orange Crush, and a pickup of 2 right up the middle here for, that is, Josh Johnson, who has the 2 touchdowns tonight here for Walton.
Yeah, something happened. They decided to switch their backfield, and, you know, they had Sorsinski, they had
Stites was in there,
and
Mills was running
Mills
quite
was
a bit.
Running quite a bit, and then all of a sudden they switched their backs, and they are able to move the ball with this extra line of backs here.
Well, and Austin Brooker, who was their main featured running back last week against Unitego, not in action tonight. He's out for the contest here tonight, maybe longer. And so certainly that put a chink into things here tonight. And Finch with a big tackle here, as that was Ben Valkenburg trying to get to the outside edge for Walton, and he couldn't do it. Finch with a huge tackle there.
Yeah, absolutely great play on defense by Ethan Finch right there. He would not let the guy get outside him, and then he was able to make the tackle for a loss.
Clock continuing to run, down to 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 3rd and 9 coming up here for Walton, and we'll see. They should get one more playoff here to end the third quarter. 3rd and 9. Let's see if they can pick up some yardage here. 15 seconds to go as the clock continues to run. Play clock is also at 15. They'll hand off. Left wing run and nowhere to go. Just a wall of maroon and white. And the clock is going to tick down. So a 4th down when we come back to start the fourth quarter with the score Sydney 46, Walton 14. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here at Sydney High School. Alumni Field with the score Sydney 46, Walton 14 as we start the fourth quarter. Walton is faced with a fourth and five as they switch ends of the field. So Walton going right to left now. They're going to punt it away. Nate Vibbard looming back in midfield, and I say that because he has two punt returns for touchdowns tonight, and he's going to get another chance at one here, and they will kick to him. He's going to get the ball to big Sidney S. at midfield, cuts back left side, trying to get back to his right, still on his feet, and now he's brought down, as there was about three hungry guys from Walton there who wanted a piece of Nate Vibbard.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, they probably said to him, make sure you make the tackle. Don't, you know, make sure you're looking at his waist, make sure you're not going to get him fake you out, and then also stay outside because he likes to go out to the outside.
I also wonder if something was said at halftime, like, if that guy scores again, we will be running until your legs fall
I'm pretty sure that was probably a special teams threat, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Two punt returns for a touchdown in the first half there for Nate Vibbard. Just speed.
105 yards that you normally don't get.
Yeah, that was a great energy boost there for Sydney in the first half. So here we go. Sydney with the ball going left to right. The maroon and white, they'll hand it off to Ethan Finch in the backfield, and he is roped down for a loss. The orange crush on defense breaking through there to make a nice tackle, and Finch loses probably 4 or 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, definitely. Nice play by the outside defensive end for the Walton Warriors to not let Ethan get outside of him. And then he made him turn back where all his other teammates were to help tackle.
Nick Finch with the tackle there, breaking through.
Finch.
Yeah. Finch on Finch there as he brought him down in the backfield. So this is going to be a 2nd and 16 here for the Warriors. Smith is going to roll right flag on the play, and the pass was short looking for Vibbard. We'll see what the officials say on the call.
Got a holding against the Sydney Warriors, so the Warriors are probably going to get backed up even more.
So this is going to be a 3rd and a country mile here for the Warriors with 10:48 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union, as well as our game audio archive. You can go back anytime, download these games for free, any games that we've done in the past. It's all right there for you on WCDOsports.com. You want to go back, listen to the first half, it's probably already up there. As Jim Tamayo back in the studio doing a great job getting that stuff right up on the website for us. So go back there, courtesy of SFCU. 10.5 to go. Fourth quarter, Sydney leading 46-14. Another handoff here to guess who Dawson Backus, and he's got those legs pumping into Walton territory. 30, 25, 20 before he's brought down. And another huge run here for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, real nice, big, big run.
Dawson Backus, a great run, and now he is down on the play here afterwards, and we'll hope that he's okay. He is getting to his feet here. Coach Matthews running over to have a look here at Backus, and on his feet is the star of the night, I would say. A 90-yard touchdown run in the first half, as well as a 10-yard TD run.
Mm-hmm. And then just a nice, probably 40, 50-yard run?
Yeah, just about a 50-yard run right there. We'll hope that he's okay. He's walking off the field under his own power. Might have just got a stinger there on the end of that one as he had two or three guys looking to rope him down.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to break it all the way, but a nice tackle made from behind by the Walton Warrior on the far side came a long ways to catch him, and you catch Dawson Backus, you're pretty fast yourself.
Backus appears to be holding maybe his arm. Hard to say here as he walks over. Certainly walking under his own power here, and we'll hope that he's all right. As we've seen one Walton player have to go off with an injury, and now Backus for Sydney.
Yep.
Well, maybe now that he gets a little closer, it could be just the ankle or the leg. And again, we said he just broke his ankle back in June.
Right, and being pulled back or pulled down from behind like that, you can have that kind of...
Hand off to Finch as we'll get back underway, and Finch is going to break through and another touchdown here for the Sydney Warriors. If it's not Backus, it's Finch, his second touchdown of the evening. Another great run here for the Sydney Warriors, and that is going to make it 52-14 with 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Great run there from Finch, though, right through the gut, and he just makes it look easy there as really Walton was unable to really get a finger on him.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. In case you missed the touchdown there, Sydney 54 and Walton 14, as Sydney now kicking back off to Walton as they will bring it up, and they'll get up to about the 30-yard line here before a gang tackle will set up Walton here for a fourth-quarter drive. In case you missed it, I know we might have clicked off there for a second here. Ethan Finch, about a 15-yard TD run right up the gut to give Sydney this 54-14 lead. So the Dawson Backus long run set that up. Then he went off with, it looks like, maybe an ankle injury of some kind. And we'll hope that he's okay. And then Finch finished it off for the TD.
Yeah, they are. Dawson is done for the night just because they've taken all his pads and stuff off. He's just getting attention on it. It looks like to be his left ankle.
And that is the ankle that he broke, I believe. So we'll hope that everything is okay there for Dawson Backus, and maybe this is just a precautionary thing in a game where Sydney is ahead 54-14 with 9:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. So Walton now is going to run the ball up the middle here with Josh Johnson, who has two touchdowns tonight for the Orange Crush. He's rumbling and stumbling before he's brought down up to about the 38-yard line here.
Yeah, real nice hard run right there. And again, another back coming out of nowhere for the Walton Warriors, you know. The coaching staff of the Sydney Warriors said it was his right ankle that he broke. So it's his good ankle that they're working on.
Well, that's good. Well, I'd been talking with him the other day, and he had shown me a picture where his left ankle was all swollen up. So I'm sure at some point, being a good football and basketball player, he's rolled both.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, we'll see that hopefully the injury is okay and not too serious, as he's had a great night and a great season so far here for Sydney.
Many, many moons ago, I broke mine because I was favoring one that was already hurt.
Oh, boy.
So it does, like you said, it can be, especially with that type of sport, basketball, football, baseball, whatever you're playing.
That's a mental thing.
Yep. You know, you just lay on the wrong foot, and you're not putting that other one down that you broke. So,
first and 10 after Walton picks up the first down. They're going to keep it with the run game. Here's Johnson bouncing to the outside. He's up to midfield before he's tackled into Sydney territory. He's going to be about to the 46-yard line. Another nice run here for Josh Johnson. 8:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's Sydney 54, Walton 14. And I've been told a couple of other score updates that Green is now ahead 28-6 over Oxford.
Okay.
And that game down the road in Bainbridge is still Delhi leading 21-17. Fourth quarter, and BG has picked off a pass. They have the ball deep in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Delhi-Bainbridge.
That's going to be a good one. Coming down the end here.
I'm talking about the one that we did that one night.
Oh, that last year. Went down to the last play. Yeah. Craziest ending we've ever seen, probably. Walton here is going to run it to the far side with Mills before he's pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So Walton here refusing to quit, marching down here once again. Yeah, that play last year between Delhi and BG went down, should have just been batted down for the last play.
Yep.
Receiver swoops underneath it, runs it in for the touchdown, and Delhi wins.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing because the kid from BG went up, catch the ball, and the Delhi kid went to swat it down, and the ball came out of his hand, and the other kid just took it in for 6 points.
Yeah, I think that was 2 years ago now.
Yeah, I think it was 2 or 3 years because I think it was Chad Moffitt.
Dylan Moffitt for BG,
yep.
And I think it might have been one of the Cumpstons for Delhi.
Right, and it was Matt Newman's first year.
Yes, because last year Delhi and BG was that 8-0 overtime game.
Right. Yep.
It was crazy over at Delaware Academy. So Walton is still moving the ball down the field with 7:20 to go here, fourth quarter, first and 10. They're inside the red zone, and they're going to go back to Johnson once again, moving the pile forward. He's going to be short of the end zone. So about a second and goal coming up here for the Walton Warriors.
Yes, they're not, like we said before, they're not going to give up. They're just going to continue to do what they do, and that's put the hat on a hat and run the football.
So 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter again. Sydney leading Walton 54-14, but the Orange Crush have got it at the four-yard line here, and maybe they'll hand it off to Josh Johnson, already with two touchdowns tonight. The line is set, and they'll pitch it to the outside and in for a Walton Warriors touchdown. We'll see officially who comes up with it here for the TD. So it looks like they're going to give this one to Stites, I believe.
Yep, Aaron Stites.
They had three running backs on that far side. It's hard to tell who they were going to give it to there.
Yeah, they had the T formation again, one of the first times tonight that they've run it. So, we saw it. We didn't see it all of the first half last week, and then we see it all the second half in the Winnetigo game, and they are still in it again.
6:42 to go. Walton with a touchdown. They'll go for the two-point conversions with Josh Johnson. He's upended and into the end zone to make it 54-22. 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney Warriors again on top of the Walton Warriors, 54-22. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday. Fridays and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
54-22, Sydney on top of Walton here. Under the lights at Sydney High School Alumni Field, a beautiful night here for some high school football. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. Glad to have you along wherever you might be listening, whether it's on the radio or online at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. So after that touchdown by Stites of Walton, two for Josh Johnson, one for Stites here tonight for the Walton Warriors, but they still trail Sydney 54-22 with 6:42 to go in this fourth quarter. And so now Alex Hoskins is going to get the ball here and field this one nicely. Kind of a ground ball, and he'll just scoop it up and go down at the 32-yard line. Warriors going left to right with the possession here.
Something he usually sees during the baseball season at shortstop.
Yeah. I say he made that look pretty easy there, and we've talked about it the first 2 weeks of the season. That football going end-to-end, you don't know where the heck that thing is going to end
up. You don't. And that was really kicked really hard, so that was a tough play.
So 6:38 technically now to go here, fourth quarter. Nice crowd for both sides here tonight, enjoying the warm weather, a little breezy, and certainly a little cooler when the sun goes down as we get later into September here. As Sydney with some new running backs in, as Smith will hand off to the far side here for the Warriors, Robert Constable.
Yeah, Robert Constable. We've called his names a couple times on defense tonight, and they said, here, carry the rock, bud.
So he picks up about five there, so second and five coming up here for the Warriors as they go left to right, and the maroon and white ball is about the 39-yard line. Actually, they're going to give them second and three here as we hit the six-minute mark. You know, a guy that's down on the sideline tonight, unable to dress so far this season, is Nick Paternoster, a leader on this team. He's got a shoulder injury as we have a Walton timeout, but, boy, he's been the biggest supporter out there tonight, running up and down the sideline, excited, talking to teammates. Saw him up here at practice yesterday, still practicing, doing as much as he can, lives, eats, breathes football. He was up here at 5 o'clock when we were here setting up for the radio, and he goes, well, Nate, I'll do whatever they want me to do. I'll be water boy if I need to. So he looks more excited than anybody down there.
That's the kind of kid you want to have on your football team, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's big in the off season on getting the guys in the weight room, doing the extra things, and you could kind of see between last year and this year that leadership role just blossomed with him. And he said maybe later in the year, if things work out with the shoulder and he gets cleared, might be able to play if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, he'll do what he has to get back out there and help out the team, you know. But you don't want to rush back from an injury like that, because it can re-happen, or, you know, it can happen again immediately with one hit, and then there goes your winter season.
Yep.
So, keep our fingers crossed for Nick, and hopefully we get to see him with the pads on this year.
And he's a great baseball player as well. Came up to the varsity this year and, you know, helped Sydney to that MAC championship. And, you know, we don't want to see him hurt at all for any of the sports. And the bigger picture, of course, too. You don't want to be carrying some of these injuries into the future as well.
Great.
So 5:50 to go here, fourth quarter, second and three. Sydney's going to hand off once again, and the Walton line is right there to bring down Parker Boyce.
He didn't get the number of that truck that just hit that Parker Boyce, but that was a very, very nice tackle right there.
Nick Matthews.
What a great hit in the hole on Parker Boyce.
Yeah, Boyce just didn't really have anywhere to go. And so the clock continuing to run down to 5:25 to go fourth quarter. Sydney leading 54-22 over visiting Walton here. And it was just a big first half that really let Sydney get out to this one, with Dawson Backus, two touchdown runs in the first half, and Nate Vibbard for Sydney, two punt returns for a TD. You don't see that every day. They'll hand off to Constable once again here on second and three. Plows his way forward up the left wing, picks up a couple of yards here, and this one will be close, I think, Tim.
Yeah, I think he's going to be just short, and it's going to bring up about 2 yards short, I think. See what happens here.
So this is going to bring up fourth down here. Clock continuing to move with Sydney on top, 54-22. Ball is about the 40-yard line here. Sydney going left to right. That's there in their own defensive territory. And it looks like they are going to punt this one away with Ethan Finch.
Actually, I think they're going to take the penalty and take the 5 yards. So they used the whole play clock and ran the clock down as far as they could. No, they actually called a timeout. Excuse me. They did call a timeout.
So Sydney calls a timeout, and we'll step away for 30 seconds here with the score, Sydney 54, Walton 22. A little over 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:24 to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney leading Walton 54-22. After the timeout, Sydney's going to punt it away from left to right. Ethan Finch will punt one to Nick Mills of Walton. And the snap was high. Somehow Finch was able to grab that one and punt it. And it's going to roll down to about the 35. He had to jump way up in the air. The rush was coming. He somehow got it down. Reminds me of that Josh Firebend punt a couple of years ago where he was running through traffic and somehow was able to get it off.
Yeah, that was a strange one because I looked up and I saw the Walton Warriors right in his face, and I thought for sure it was going to get blocked and maybe return for a touchdown for the Walton Warriors on special teams. But Ethan Finch got it away.
Unbelievable there that he was able to do that and avoid the rush. So Walton is going to get the ball back here as we hit 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter with the score Sydney 54, Walton 22. First time these two teams have met since the 2013 season. Sydney won that game over Walton 20-6. And tonight it looks like the Sydney Warriors will pick up another win, but in much more lopsided fashion.
Yeah, we expected high scoring, just not so high scoring on one side. We thought it would be on both teams because both teams' defenses were a little suspect this year, but the Warriors have worked on theirs, obviously, and the Sydney Warriors, that is, have worked on theirs the last couple of weeks, and they've made some really good adjustments.
And so Sydney putting up some big-time points tonight, but Walton still rushing the ball here right down to the bitter end as they'll get a little sweep to the outside there as they'll get up near midfield. And we've seen some different guys running the ball here tonight, whether it be Mills, whether it be Johnson, Van Valkenburg. I mean, Johnson with two touchdowns, he's had a pretty nice night here tonight for a guy we did not call his number last week when they played Unitico.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was Sorchinski, Seitz, and Mills, you know, and Brooker.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that was the other one that was a big runner last week, and, you know, Johnson, all of a sudden he comes out, so that gives us, what, four, five backs, six backs?
Yeah, yeah. That's easily five to six backs that you can rely on if you're head coach Jim Hoover.
That's amazing.
Green now ahead 31-6 on the road over at Oxford. So despite losing their starting quarterback, the Green Trojans are going to move to 3-0, and we'll see if their quarterback is going to be back next week or not.
Yeah, we can only hope for the best for the young man.
And so the Green Trojans ranked fifth this week in the New York State Class D football rankings, showing why tonight. Oxford's a tough team, so that's a tough one tonight there for the Blackhawks.
They had a tough game with Delhi right off the bat in week one.
And
went,
we'll,
went down to overtime, correct?
Yes.
It was them, right?
Yeah, went down to overtime.
How many weeks ago was that?
That was 2 weeks ago.
I can't remember what game I watched.
Yeah, that was a great game between Delhi and Oxford, and Delhi has a good one going here tonight with BG. We'll keep you updated on that as well. As that one was 21-17, the last chance we had a chance to check in down there in Bainbridge. Another injury on the field here with the score 54-22, 2:19 to go. A Walton player is down. We're going to step away. Sydney Warriors on top of the Orange Crush here at Alumni Field. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back after the injury timeout here. Everybody appears to be okay for the Walton Warriors. A little rush to the left-hand side. They'll pick up 3 yards. So the clock continuing to run down to a minute 50 to go here. And the Walton Warriors trying to maybe get one more score here before the night is over, Tim.
Yep, they are. They're trying to get into that end zone one more time tonight before the clock hits zero.
Post-game show coming up. We'll have our offense, defense, and all-purpose awards. Stay tuned for that. Rush to the outside here, inside the 20-yard line. Guess who for Walton? Josh Johnson once again will move the chains for the Orange Crush.
And he was brought down on the play by number 10, Alex Hoskins, and that was another nice form tackle right there by a Sydney Warrior.
So down to just about a minute to go here with the score Sydney 54, Walton 22, and the Orange Crush with the ball at the Sydney 20-yard line, and the white and orange going right to left. They're going to hand one off here onto the far side. Walton trying to move down to about the 15-yard line, but another good tackle there by Sydney, and that was Jacob Hanley getting the call there for the Warriors.
A little quick sweep out to the outside on the right edge and made a nice cut to get outside, and then the Sydney defender turned him back inside after he gained a couple yards.
So the score currently 54-22 here for Sydney. But Walton trying to punch it in one more time here with 30 seconds to go. They'll run it right up the middle. And again, just a little bit short there. Johnson with maybe a pickup of 3 on the play. Clock coming down to 20 seconds to go and still running. Can Walton get one more play off here? We will see. They're going to break the line, and they should be able to get one more off here with the ball on about the 10-yard line. 10 seconds to go in this one. The Orange Crush trying to go for one more score. They'll hand it off to Johnson. Left side. Can he get in? Punched out of bounds here with 4 seconds left. And he's going to be a little bit short here, but Walton's going to get one more play.
Yeah, they get one more play here, and they got about 2 yards to go, so they may get that last score.
So 4 seconds to go. Score is Sydney 54, Walton 22, as Walton will break the huddle for the last play of the contest here. They need about 2 yards to maybe get a touchdown. The line is set. They're going to bounce it to the outside and score. As time will expire here, Walton is going to get the touchdown And so the Warriors, again, nice to see not go quietly as they put some points up in the second half. It's 54-28, Tim.
Yep, 54-28. They did, you know, you could tell that they were going to try to keep putting more points on the board because they were running out of the huddle, which you don't usually see Walton do that, but it was nice to see them manage the clock well at the end there.
Our final score is going to be Sydney 54 and Walton 28. A big rivalry game. First time these two teams had seen each other since 2013, and the Sydney Warriors with an excellent game here tonight. We'll break it down when we come back. We'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final score, 54-28. Sydney defeats Walton. Here, we'll be right back with the postgame show on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Sydney High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you from the press box above Alumni Field. Tim, I don't think we saw this one coming. Sydney defeats Walton 54-28 tonight.
Yeah, no, I didn't see a lopsided victory like this. I definitely saw a really tough fought game and probably a lot of points scored, which we did get, but just a little bit more lopsided than I expected.
Two touchdowns for Dawson Backus, including a 90-yard TD run. Two touchdowns for Nate Vibbert of Sydney, both on punt returns, one of 50 yards, one of 55. A touchdown for Alex Hoskins, two for Ethan Finch, and that was the Sydney scoring right there. Josh Johnson got two touchdowns for Walton, and Aaron Stites got the other one. But just right off the bat, big-time holes, big-time gaps for the Sydney runners to run through.
Yeah, definitely. The offensive line for the Sydney Warriors was absolutely on point tonight. And I'll tell you what, it was really nice to see because those kids, you know, they've had some issues. They've been working hard. They work really on what their blocking and their keys were and everything, and they did a fantastic job tonight. Kudos to that offensive line from the Sydney Warriors.
Let's get into our awards tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you, of course, by NBT, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. No question in our minds here tonight that Dawson Backus, especially that 90-yard TD run, was spectacular. He gets our offense award tonight. He came off at the end of the game, looked like maybe an ankle injury. We'll hope the best for him.
Yeah, I got to say, he probably had 150 yards easy on the ground tonight
because
of, you know, all the other stuff. And he only played basically three quarters. So he definitely deserves, and that's why we gave him the Offensive Player of the Game Award.
Yeah, my rough tally, he was up near 200. So, you know, a great night for him. We'll hope the best.
Paid the big bucks.
Yeah. We'll hope the best for him going forward. Next is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The catalog outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the catalog outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Sometimes the defense award turns into another offense award. I think that's the case tonight. Josh Johnson, 2 touchdowns tonight for Walton. Got the job done again. We said it a couple of times. He didn't run the ball at all last week against Unitego. Steps up here tonight when the Walton Warriors needed him.
Well, we talked about him pregame. Sorchinski. Nope, not tonight. It was Mr. Johnson. He did a fantastic job. Really, you know, took over in the second half for the Walton Warriors and had some really good bone-crushing hits on defenders of the Sydney Warriors and had a nice game.
The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is our last award of the evening. ACCO Brands of Sydney supports youth in our local communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think that this really embodies the All-Purpose Award here tonight. Nate Bibbert did a little bit of everything, but so impressive with those 2 touchdowns off back-to-back punt returns.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, we watched it here, and you folks listened to us. You know, and hopefully you got the excitement that we felt, because it was just absolutely amazing. He made really good decisions. As soon as he caught the ball, it looked like there was going to be people catching him, and he would just make one guy slip or miss, and then he was gone. You know, he's such a quick kid. He does it on the offensive side, catching the ball, doing whatever he needs to do to make that Sydney Warrior team click. Nice job, Nate Bibbert.
Yeah, great night here tonight. And I think when I look at this game here tonight, this is the kind of a night where, as a high school football player, these are the nights you're going to remember. Great weather, good fans, a win with your buddies, just an overall great night here for the Sydney Warriors.
And a win against a perennial powerhouse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, you know, Walton struggled tonight a little bit, but they're still the Walton Warriors / Crush of old. They still do the same thing all night long. They never went away from the run, even though they were down. They didn't really even try to put the ball up in the air. That just speaks volumes to the program that Coach Hoover has there in Walton, and what we'll see for years and years, I'm sure.
And you can guarantee, I'm sure, that this week is going to be all the talk. Oh, Walton's down. They're 1-2. You know, the Sydney really put it to them, blah, blah, blah. And I say that because I think somehow by the end of the year, you could see this Walton team being a 500 team, maybe making the playoffs somehow, because, as you said, that's Coach Hoover.
Right.
They're going to find a way to get it done somehow week to week.
Well, and then the other thing is they had a very important cognizance tonight, and that was...
Yeah.
Brooker. You know, he was a big, big part of that Unitego game the other night. And, you know, if he's here, maybe it's a different story.
Yeah, we don't know the exact status of Brooker, if he will be back. We knew he was out tonight for this contest. We'll have to see going forward. Again, a big cog, like Tim said, for this Walton team. But tonight, it was Sydney coming away with the 54-28 victory. And just another nice victory here tonight for the Warriors. They moved to 2-1. Walton is now 1-2. And we don't have a Saturday game, so we'll be back next week, Tim.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Who we got next week?
Well, we're kind of debating between Deposit Hancock at Bainbridge Guilford or UV at Unitego. We're going to play it by ear, see what the matchup is. If you want to know, you can check out WCDOsports.com next week. We'll have our schedule right up there, and we'll go from there.
All right. Can't wait, Nate. It's going to be a great one, and no matter what game we do, they're always fun to do. So looking forward to it.
Again, games tomorrow that you might want to check out. Unitego is on the road. They are going down to Roscoe, Downsville, Livingston Manor, so you can always go down and check out that game. A couple other games to check out. UV is at Deposit Hancock tomorrow. That'll be another big game to check out. What's our other game there? Where did our sheet go here? Our other game to look out for tomorrow, of course, let's see, we had, Harpersville Afton at Seton. That one's under the lights down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Harpersville Afton also in the state rankings this past week in Class D at number 11. Green was at number 5. So some good football to check out, that's for sure. And, hey, if you're a player, a parent, a fan, go down to Treats and Eats tonight. Players from both teams, Sydney and Walton, eat for half price tonight. So go down to Treats and Eats. It's on 21 Union Street here in Sydney. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Cutter, we'll see you next week.
All right, bud. Can't wait. Have a good one, folks.
For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. Again, the final score, Sydney wins 54-28 over Walton. I'm Nate Lowell, and have a great night from CDO Sports.